looking out at the devastation.
You in the name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is, has been, and always will be Lord over all. And in Him we live and move and have our being. How you doing out there? How are you doing amidst all that takes place in the world right now? We told you a while ago, and listen, even though things are getting more turbulent, we're still not in as crazy as things are going to be going by any means. So, in the midst of this, remember the instructions. Keep your eyes on Christ. Ride that wave. Your foundation is Christ Jesus. You need to keep rooted and grounded in Him. The person of who Jesus Christ is, not anything else. A real, dynamic, living relationship with the Spirit, with the Father of your souls, as you are walking out of this matrix and this illusion and this trap, and you're moving in the things of God. This is the direction that we've been called. And you, my brothers and sisters, you've been called for such a time as this, to live and to walk with the Spirit of God, to be His hands, His feet, His eyes, His ears, ambassadors of Christ in this generation at such a time as this. Hey, I welcome a bunch of you guys that are new listeners here. You're kind of coming in a little bit late. If you've got the chance and you've got the time, you should be listening to audios leading up to this time. You should be going through older series and older audios, because so much that we've talked about, we've set the stage for what we're in right now. So those of you that have been tracking with us for years, that have believed and known and understood that God sent us to do this work and to be just nothing more than just a little kind of roadsides along the way to help you know that you're on that right direction and right journey, and to give you some words of encouragement straight from His throne to help you in your journey at such a time as this. For those of you that have been with us and have blessed us in Jesus' name and been there, you are the ones that are benefiting the most from this. For those of you that are coming in late and just kind of struggling for answers and grappling for things, hey, listen, no animosity here. Welcome. You're just coming from behind is all, but that's all right. You know, God is with His people, and God is with those that will give 100% all of themselves over to Him, complete and total lordship. That's what you want, because the world right now is vying for your attention. There's a lot of things out there that are vying for your attention, you know, and it's amazing, because I think when Jesus showed up on the scenes, He had a way of just, I mean, everywhere He went, people were like, who is that? What's going on with Him? Look at all the things that are happening with Him. And He grabbed and captivated the attention of people. And whether they liked Him and loved Him, or whether they hated Him and despised Him, didn't matter. He still had their attention, and they couldn't stand that. Because the world wants to keep your attention, and it wants to then take that attention and carry you in a particular direction. See, here's something I'm mindful of, something God has helped me be mindful of. What has your attention, and where is it taking you? So ask that question, because everything out there seems to be demanding and wanting and trying to get your attention. whatever it is, it's out there and just trying to captivate and capture your mind and your thinking. But ask yourself that question: what has your attention, and where is it going with that? What is it? So once something has your attention, okay, you've got my attention, whatever it may be. You news story, you political candidate, whatever. You pretty girl, I don't care. Whatever it may be. Now, what are you going to do with that? What do you want my attention for? Where are you trying to take that attention? What path are you trying? If it's a dead end, listen, everything that's, so much of what the world is doing, it's trying to grab and capture your attention to do nothing more with it than just to take you into a dead end and to keep you in the same wretched, pitiful cycle that the world lives in. Nope, brothers and sisters, you were meant to walk in the way of life and truth. When God has your attention, He takes you in an amazing path and an amazing journey. And the things that He does with that attention and with that focus, it leads to life, it leads to breath, it leads to truth, it leads to an incredible unfolding of you and your purpose and God's plan for you in the earth. So that's why you want to give your attention to the Father. That's why you want to put your focus on Christ. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God will take care of your needs. What else? Well, where you're, you know, don't set your heart on the things of this world. Set your heart, store up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust don't break in, where thieves don't break in and steal. That's where you want to put your treasure. Why? Attention, focus. Put them where there's eternity. Put them where there is value. Put them where there's true value. Now, it's despite the fact that we can say this and we can talk about it here, when we continue on in our journey, we're still inundated by the world. And right now, you're inundated and surrounded by a lot of people that are scared, a lot of people that are nervous, a lot of people that do not have the foundation you have, that do not know the voice of the Spirit like you know the voice of the Spirit, that do not know Christ for themselves, that do not know how to walk in the things of God. You're surrounded by that. So this is the time where just continue on and persist in the things of God, because your very presence will resonate the things of the Spirit. And there are going to be those that will wake up in this time. God bless them. There are going to be those that will turn. And there's going to be others that just fall apart. Hey, listen, there's a free will component in there as well. And people are choosing whether they will follow Christ or whether they will go the way of the world, whether they will go with God or whether they will continue to reject and continue just to harden their hearts and harden their faces towards that which is real and that which is true. So many of those topical sermons that people used to listen to back in the day, all of those are falling away as meaningless dross, as a waste of life, as a waste of time. A lot of these cult figures that people have built themselves around and cult personalities in the pulpit trying to stand there between them and God, all of them are just losing their shine, losing their luster, because there's nothing there. They're dead words spoken by dead people. And rather right now, people are saying, hey, I need to know the truth. I need to know the answer. I need to know the way. Well, thank God that the Spirit of God is not limited from you, that He's not restrained from you. Because Jesus Christ, in passing and going through the cross and all that took place there, the veil of the temple was rent in two, and you and I had direct access to the very throne of the living God. That's what you have. And you can move in that. You can surrender yourself to the Spirit and you can walk in that, or you can choose to reject it and go on in a world gripped at this point by madness. The world does not know where it's going. The world, and you know what, here's the thing, even sometimes you guys give the worlders too much credit. You give the controllers too much credit. They think they're manipulating and controlling things. But here's the thing, even as they continue to go forward, they're going to lose control. There's a point in time where things continue to spiral out well beyond their control. That's what happened with the magicians in Egypt when the clash came between Moses and the Egyptians. First, it started out matching sign for sign. Then they couldn't match anything. Then they were affected by the plagues that Moses was bringing, and they recognized, and they even told Pharaoh, look, this is the hand of God. This is the finger of God. You need to go back and read those things and read between the lines and see the progression that takes place. So right now, the worlders, they've been moving forward with an agenda. And they've been trying to push certain things forward. And the first stage of that is they think they're in control. They think that they've still got a lock on everything. And then the next level is, hey, some things are happening, some things are not. Some things are falling into place, some things are not. But as things continue to escalate, you will get to a point, and there will be a point, where all of a sudden they turn around and they look and they have zero control, zero influence, and it's just going crazy and ballistic. And then in the middle of all of that too, other things that happen and take place in the natural environment that are way beyond anything they could have even thought of, and they're going to be freaked. Why do you think there's that scripture that they say that they want the rocks to fall on them and the hills to cover them and to spare them and to save them from the face of the Lord? Why? What kind of an environment do you think that's going to be? Now, in the middle of this, too, God is doing His thing. God is raising up His people in such a time as this. God is moving forward those that are His in such a time as this. You and I, brothers and sisters, this is not the time that we are worried or perplexed. Listen, I sleep like a baby. When God allows me to, mind you. If He's got something for me to do, or He's got a word for me to put out, or something, or if there's in the middle of some spiritual warfare, sure, I'll be up. But other than that, listen, I sleep peacefully because I know the one in whom I have believed, and I trust and I'm persuaded that He that began a good work in me is going to carry it on to completion. He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. I know whom I've served. I'm not worried about the things that are going on in the world. Listen, the moment that the time that we step out, we go on to be with the Father. As long as we're here, we have purpose. We have reason for being in existence. And when you pray, things change. When you act, things change. When you move forward in the things of God, things change. But you need to do that. And have a realistic understanding of the environment that you're living in right now, yes. But also be aware and know that God is in control. God is with those that are His. God knows. So this is a time to trust and realize too, look and check, where's your attention and where's your focus? And whatever has your attention, ask yourself, where is it trying to take your attention? What is it trying to do with it when it has it? What is it trying to do with it? And don't waste your time on dead things. Don't waste your efforts and your energies on dead ends. No. Don't waste your time in that. Rather, follow Christ with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. You want Him to direct your path. And you, brothers and sisters in Christ that listen, you are in a much better place to be able to have your path directed by the Spirit of the living God than anyone in the world. Now, the worlders will come and try to seek answers because they don't know what to do. But you have been on this track because you love the Father and you've wanted to serve Him and to please Him all of this time. And God knows that. He's mindful of that. You have a reward for you, waiting for you in the completion of your assignment and time in the earth. You need to complete, though. You need to finish up the purpose for which God has you in the earth in the first place. You need to keep your focus. Don't lose heart in the middle of all that's taking place. Don't lose heart in the middle of that which you have to endure. This is all part of that journey. But take it all before the Father. You have an advocate and you have access to the very throne of God. So pray. And pray right now for the people that are struggling. Pray that right now for the people that are hurt. Pray right now for those lives that have been lost in one of so many different things that have been going on when this audio is being listened to. Pray. And pray that God continues to lead and guide and direct you. Pray that God continues to build up the good relationships that are around you and strengthen one another in the journey and the time that we're in. Pray that God gives the opportunity for you to move forward in the things of God and what needs to take place in such a time as this, because God has something that He wants you to do while you're here. That's why you're still in a natural paradigm, in a natural dimension. You're spirit being, but for a limited window, you are in a natural body doing things in this paradigm. Once that's done, once we check out, that's it. We go on from this life into the next. So that being the case, you want to move forward in what God has for you. Don't waste your attention on dead things. You know, and there's another piece of this whole thing, which is regarding power. And you know what? Might have to finish off that series. You know, it used to be easier to do series when we would have like Bible studies because we could just hammer them out week to week. So, but that's a whole nother thing that we need to talk about soon. But listen, brothers and sisters, you have the power of the living God that's been put into you. You have the greater power. Greater is He that lives in you than he that lives in the world. You cannot be overpowered by the enemy when you stand in Christ Jesus and you walk in the things of God. No, you overcome. And you need to overcome. You need to keep your attention on Christ and you need to overcome. Because God wants His witness in the earth right now. Right now, God wants His witness in the earth. He wants His people to show and to distinguish and to show themselves apart from what the world is. The world has been a failure from the start. And they've just all gone forward, patting each other on the back, saying, oh, how great we are. But they're a failure, and they know it. And now it's being revealed all the more because they have no answer. They have no solution. They have no way forward. But the children of God do. So you need to stand up, you need to put your shoulders back, and you need to move forward in the truth and what God has for you. God bless you guys. Oh, I love you. Hey, listen, don't worry about anything. Let's pray real quick. Father, I pray. I pray for my brothers and sisters right now. I pray that You'd strengthen them in their inner men, in their inner being. Father, I pray, Lord God, that You would strengthen them, raise them up strong in power and in truth. I pray, Father, that none of them, Lord, would be worried about anything, but in all things that they would put their trust and their hope in You. Thank You, Father, for the hope that we have in You, Lord Jesus, and the way forward. We pray that Your voice would be quickened in each and every one of us, that we would know the assurance of the voice and the leading of the Spirit in this day. Lord, we love You. We're grateful. Thank You for calling us to be Yours. In Jesus' name we pray and commit one another into Your hands. Amen. Amen. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We love you. All right. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.